Sunday in Los Angeles. It is prompting Major League Baseball to really re-examine whether or not they need more netting or something to better protect fans. Joining us right now from ABC News, Brian Clark. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is getting to be a bit of a problem for Major League Baseball, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. I mean, this incident on Sunday, a 13-year-old girl suffered a concussion. It was the third real significant incident like this in a season that's barely half old. Baseball has taken some steps over the last couple of years. The beginning of last year, they extended the netting at least to the end of the dugout in each park. That's now the mandate. And a lot of teams, are now including the Dodgers, say they're going to go further. Dodgers say they're going to extend the netting. Some teams already have. But, yeah, this has been an unfortunate news story, really, in baseball over the last couple of seasons.
It was. You feel for players like, in this case, Cody Bellinger, who just feels terrible about what's happened. The one in Chicago, the player just felt sick about it.
Yeah, and that's really telling. When you watch incidents like this, just watch the player that hit the ball, watch the players on the field, their reaction, where it's just this sickening feeling of, what did I just do? Not that they did it anywhere close to intentional, but what just happened here? Is this fan going to be okay? Cody Bellinger went and checked on that 13-year-old girl the other day, but yeah, there's that feeling too among the players, just how serious and significant it is. If you look at or talk to players, they always make sure when their families or loved ones, whoever, are going to come to a game, they make sure they're seated behind netting or maybe up in a suite or somewhere where they're out of what let's call it the firing line, just to be a little bit more safe.
I know there is a signage in the stadium in most cases that will tell you that you are, you know, taking a risk by sitting there, and you have to be aware of foul balls. I wonder if people are just not paying as much attention to what's happening on the field, if that's part of it.
I think it is a bit of both. I mean, yes, everybody's got a cell phone now, so you see people looking down on their cell phones during a game, but hey, you could be checking the score of the game, or you want to see a stat that you're watching in the game.
Sure.
But also, the way technology is now in baseball, and these players are stronger, they throw the ball harder, they hit the ball harder than ever before, the balls come off the bat so quickly that even if you are paying attention, you might not have a chance to react because it's a 100-plus-mile-an-hour line drive coming at your head. It's tailing a bit. You're not a professional baseball player. Maybe you just freeze. And it's a lot of problems. So I think teams are just thinking the best way to do is just to put the nets up and protect these people.
Yeah, as you said, the Dodgers are looking at extending the netting for the 2020 season. Other teams are doing the same. Is this something where Major League Baseball is going to mandate that every stadium do this, or is this a team-by-team basis, do you think?
I think it's a bit of both. Dodgers actually say they think they'll have it done at some point this year. They're just not sure how it's going to look yet. But baseball, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, said he thinks they're going to have more discussions in the offseason. You could see it getting to a point where they say, okay, all the way down to the foul poles, put netting up. You could see it perhaps getting to that point. But a lot of this so far, these teams have taken it upon themselves to extend it to a certain point. Like we said, everybody's got it to the end of the dugouts at least. Some teams have now gone even further, and you wouldn't be surprised if that becomes mandatory at some point.
Yeah, nothing like catching a foul ball. You just don't want to catch it in the forehead, that's for sure.
Got that right.
Yeah. Brian, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.